planter adjustments can improve early plant growth. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Last year, there was a lot of corn planting taking place by now. This year, very little planting has gone on as soils are cool and wet across much of the Midwest. So once we pull that planter into the field, what kind of adjustments will we have to make? We recently put that question to Iowa State University Extension agricultural engineer Mark Hanna, and we'll hear his response right after this. Iowa State University Extension agricultural engineer Mark Hanna says there are a number of adjustments available on the planter to handle different soil moisture conditions.
I think maybe the number one thing is for planter operators to take a little time and read the soil conditions they've got in front of them, and in particular soil moisture. We know that last year was dry in a number of areas, and as you mentioned, that topsoil maybe is re-wetted and we're in much better shape, at least on top that way. But do kind of take a look at those fields, and particularly when you get out there with the plant, or some tilled areas are maybe fairly wet at the moment, but again, you get, depending on weather conditions, you get some hot, dry winds blowing across there where things can dry out again fairly quickly. So read that, and then how's that going to affect, pressure on your depth gauging wheels, your closing wheels, that type of deal. There are adjustments on there, and that's why there's an adjustment so that you can kind of gauge that a little bit.
What would you say are the maybe one or two biggest, mistakes or things that could be corrected in general with planters that might make a difference for folks?
Well, a couple of things that come to my mind are don't rely just on the depth setting that you're making on the depth control on your planter. That's basically adjusting that distance between the bottom edge of the depth gauging wheels and the bottom edge of the double disc seed opener. You want to make sure that seed opener is getting into the ground at that right depth. And so double check depth. Every year it seems like we have some people that end up the seeds getting in the ground too shallow, that type of deal. And some of that may be a function of just, high planter speed, maybe going a little bit faster than should have been done, that type of deal. But getting that adjustment made. And the second thing basically is, again, now, thinking about some of the weight and adjustments you make in terms of down pressure on the system, the university research would suggest that, particularly if your soils are moist or wet, you want to go fairly easy on that, kind of lighter pressures, that type of deal. Conversely, if your soil's in a drier condition there, that's the time when maybe just a little bit more down pressure and perhaps a little bit better seed-soil contact, bringing up a little moisture around the seed would be helpful.
Iowa State University Extension Ag Engineer Mark Hanna. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.